I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Following the explosion in Beirut, the Lebanese prime minister and his six-month-old government have stepped down. Now, this comes after Lebanese rioted in the streets over the weekend to protest the government corruption that led to the massive blast. Tom Adama of Heart for Lebanon says 75% of the Lebanese population will starve to death before the end of the year unless they get help. Heart for Lebanon is partnering with churches near the blast site to provide shelter for at least 800 families in the name of Christ. Learn more at missionnews.org. And balloon launches from South Korea transport essential Bibles to persecuted North Korean believers. And they've been carried out for years with no challenge. According to Eric Foley of the Voice of the Martyrs Korea, their team isn't associated with South Korean officials in any way. Rather, it's about getting God's word to people who desperately need it. So pray for VOM Korea as they cooperate with the investigation. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.